At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Into the final hour and a half of the program. Yeah, it was going to be the final hour, but it's not. We have an hour and a half to go ahead of Padres pregame show. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Philadelphia. Matt Scraby in the Odyssey Palace Studios alongside here, 97.3 The Fan. Switching things up a little bit this week. Braden Surprenant handling the morning show. And we're taking his spot, and taking our spot is Padre baseball. Padres and Phillies with the pregame at 2:30 this afternoon. I guess the lineup is out, so let's hear that. Padres, Phillies, Scraby's going to give it to you.
Luis
Urias, fired up about it.
I was just fired up about it because it came at the perfect time.
Because you just couldn't wait to get into it.
Luis Urias batting first, of course. Manny Machado batting second. Jackson Merrill third. Fernando fourth. Gavin Sheets DHing fifth. Xander Bogaerts sixth, playing shortstop. Jake Cronenworth second base batting seventh. Bryce Johnson eighth, playing left field. Maldonado catching for Matt Waldron. Matty Nux.
Maldonado and Diaz, fortunately, the calendar turns tomorrow to July. As I said, they each have their home run for June. They get one per month is the way I kind of see it. They both have four. 4 months, four home runs. Honestly, I can't stand to watch Diaz hit with, you know, just swinging at pitches that are... They're throwing a fastball off the outside corner. Just let it go.
What if it has run?
What?
What if it has run to it?
I guess it must, because he misses it every time.
It must.
He misses it every time. It drives me nuts. All right. Into the, the final hour and a half. We do have a Michael King update for you. But again,
somewhat.
Yeah, take this with a grain of salt, because all Michael King updates are basically just words. They're not really updates.
This might be an update.
Okay, we'll see if we can.
This might be an update. We've had this. I've had this in the doc, and I just was like, you know, we've heard the same story a couple times, but we have not heard this story from Michael King.
All right.
So he was the one who said, "quote, there is light at the end of the tunnel." He threw on the field in Cincinnati Friday for the second time in 4 days, and he said this time it was with more intent. Quote, not intent behind the throw, but intent behind the action, end quote. So it looks like he's feeling better. He says it's way, way less painful, and he has more strength and range of motion. He thinks it's laughable that there's any notion he might not pitch again this season. Laughable being the word used in this article. So if he really thinks that, I don't think a player would go out on the edge.
You know, laughable is what I want to hear.
Yes. Because
I want to hear that he's definitely coming back. But I'm not, you know, I shouldn't say it because I don't want to put it out there. But if he doesn't come back till September, that could be too late. Like, they need him sooner than that, and I know we can't rush it.
If they're at a certain point in the season where they're not looking like they're going to make the playoffs, but it sounds like he's going to come back sooner rather than later.
Right. Well, I don't know about that.
He's been throwing 105 feet. It's like a start of a progression, quote, whereas every other time it's been like a test to see how I feel, and I felt pretty good in the last one. I was really happy with how it went Tuesday, and that's why I came in and I said I'd rather do a full progression instead of just like testing it out. Anyway. But he's throwing. He's feeling less pain. He said it was laughable that he wouldn't pitch again this year.
I know. I like that, but I still don't know that we can wait that much longer. How Waldron does tonight may have something to do with that. If Waldron can give you a good one, that's going to be big.
Yes, that would be huge.
He makes his first start of the year tonight. All right, thank you for the update on Michael King, which was a bunch of words. Not your fault. There's just nothing there. We don't know when he's coming back. To me, when somebody says he'll be pitching next Thursday, I will call that an update.
I'm with you on that.
You know, the rest of it is just a bunch of talk.
Well, because we've heard it so many times already this year.
Exactly. Same with Darvish. I understand why the writers need to ask all the time because they want to, you know, be able to tell everybody the story. But, you know, if I was Mike Schilt, I think I would just get to the point where I'd say, you know what, when I can tell you when Darvish is going to pitch, I'll tell you. Until then, nothing to say.
Mike Schilt must be so tired of those questions.
Probably. All right, here's one that I'm going to throw at you, Scrabe, because we have a couple of minutes kicking off the...
Kicking them off.
Is this the happy hour today, or do they just get, you know, should we read this? It's only 5 o'clock. What do you want to do?
Just give them some shout-outs.
I love the guys at GL Pools anyway. So they are our happy hour sponsors.
Yes.
So we'll just kind of call it today our happy hour. If you don't know about GL Pools, they are the swimming pool experts. They've been trusted by thousands of San Diegans. They've been doing this since 2006. Scraby told me that he's got a pool company, and he didn't love it.
Yep.
You know, maybe you don't love your pool company. GL Pools. Baseball's back. So is swim season. If you call now, you mention the word radio, you get a free month of service right there. So, you know, summer's coming up, right? Maybe your pool needs some different attention.
It definitely, most pools do.
Try GL Pools. Swimming pool experts, our guys. All right, here's my question to you, Scrabe.
Real quick, I went swimming with my niece yesterday.
How'd that go?
It was great. She'll be 3 in November.
I hope she was keeping an eye on you.
She was keeping an eye on me, yes.
Okay.
Yes, she's making sure I didn't drown.
She's 8 years old? Yeah.
She's going to be 3 in November.
You went with your youngest.
Yes, youngest,
okay.
Youngest.
Yeah,
and and she loved the pool water.
Hmm.
So
good.
I think... Everybody needs to go to GL Pools.
Well, it's nice to have a fresh, clean pool. There's no question.
Yes.
All right, here's my question now. Yesterday, Jackson Merrill got hit with a pitch. Am I correct?
Yes, he did.
He did. He got hit. It looked like it hurt. He shook it off. Jackson Merrill's, you know, too...
He's a ball player.
He's just too much of a guy and a player to, you know, get mad about it, at least outwardly. But I could tell he was... upset.
Yeah.
We just went through the Dodger thing with, you know, Fernando.
Yeah.
So when I saw Jackson Merrill hit yesterday, I'm like, God, the Padres players get hit all the time.
They do.
When are we going to do something about it?
They did.
Here's the thing, though, Scraby, don't interrupt me. I'm in the middle of my point. And if you throw it off... If you throw this off...
You're throwing your own point off at this point.
No, if you throw it off kilter, then I won't make the point.
Okay.
So here's the thing. They get hit all the time. When are they going to do something about it? I decided to look it up. Where do the Padres rank this season so far, in your mind, in times being hit by a pitch? Like, where are they? Have they been hit the first most, the third most, the 10th most in all of baseball? What do you think? Just because nobody knows this stat, right? You don't keep track of it.
Yeah, it's not top of mind.
So just off the top of your mind, because I'm looking it up right now, where do you think the Padres are in terms of being hit by a pitch this year? Just take, you know, you don't have to get this right. Just kind of where do you think it would be about?
You know,
I don't think that they have been hit as many times as it feels like. So I'm going to say like 15th in baseball.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. I really thought they were way up at the top.
Okay.
Because it seems like they get conked all the time.
It does seem like they do.
The Minnesota Twins have been hit 51 times this year.
Wow.
The Mets, 50. All the way down to 26th place. And the Padres, 22 times.
Wait, they've been... Wow.
There's only three teams in baseball that have been hit less than the Padres. It just seems to me like they get hit more than anybody.
It does seem...
They've only been hit 22 times.
Not even close.
Not even near it. 51. The Twins of 51.
That's crazy.
So, that's just one of those things, right, where you think something, but it's not really true. Now, the Padres have been hit 22 times. And we say, what do we say? When are they going to do something about it?
Yes.
How many batters do you think the Padres have hit? Based on the fact that they themselves have been hit 22 times, how many times do you think the Padres have hit the other team?
Well, I could think of two immediately.
Two
times they plunked Ohtani.
Okay, two.
I would say that the Padres pitchers, I'm going to say halfway.
Is 15th. Okay, but here's my question. They are 15th, which is funny that you said that.
Okay.
But the question is, have they hit more they been hit more?
They've hit more.
Yeah. The Padres have hit 32.
So really?
It's one of those funny things to me because we as fans, every time Fernando gets hit, every time somebody gets hit, we're like, that's it. Come on. When are we going to do something?
Chris just threw his nose in the air.
I know. Hit them. Get them back. Stop letting them hit our guys.
That's true.
But the statistics say that we've hit way more of the other team than they've hit of us. Not even close.
That's surprising. It really is surprising because you would think.
I know. That's why I brought
it up. But do you think it's because the star players are the ones that are always getting hit on the Padres?
I mean, understand that a curveball that bounces off a guy's foot and he goes to first, that's a hit by pitch just as much as a guy getting hit in the throat. It's the same thing.
The visual.
Yeah, I know. But the Padres have hit 10 more batters than have hit them. So
I guess they're taking care of it?
I don't know.
Preemptive striking?
I don't know, because in our minds, it doesn't seem like they take care of it. It seems like they get hit and they don't do anything about it.
Personally, I was very satisfied with how the Dodgers series ended up because Ohtani got hit twice. And not that I want Ohtani be thrown at or anything like that, but
you
if you're going
like
to hit someone...
You felt like we got our message back.
Yeah.
The Rockies are down at the bottom ahead of... and they're tied for the worst with 23 hit batters. They've been ordered to hit 50, but they miss the other 27 times. Their pitchers just can't find the strike zone on the hitting the batter. The Rockies, I love them. All right, we'll take a break. Quick timeout here. Where are we going, Scrape? We got
some All-Star voting stuff that we could talk about.
Let's catch up on that. There isn't a whole lot of news. There is one key player on a really hot team that went on the injured list today. We'll tell you who he is. And there's one NFL trade that's got a lot of people talking today. We talked about it a little earlier, but we'll mention it to you again if you just tuned in. Yes. Who's on the move to the Steel City? More Gwen and Chris when we return.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sammy Levin never gives up on his Padres. He's got the pregame show a little more than an hour from now. Chris, hello. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Tony's at the ballpark getting ready for his broadcast. We are filling in for the midday show. The midday show is filling in for the morning show. The morning show is doing our show. No. Just kidding. Nobody's doing our show because we don't have a show today.
Yep.
Well, actually, we do. We're here right now. Scraby and I just looked this up because Spencer Steer hit the three homers against the Padres the other day. Believe it or not, there's been 668 three-home run games in Major League history. Is that right? No, did I add it right? I'm asking you out there. You don't have the list. 688. 688.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's happened quite often. But I did find it interesting that David Ortiz is among those who has zero. Never did it.
That one of those oddities. Too. Yeah.
It's just an oddity.
Barry Bonds never had four home runs in a game.
Barry Bonds never had four. He certainly had three.
Yeah.
But no, he did not have a four. The four home run guy, this is a silly story. Do you know Tim Kirkjian?
Yeah.
I follow him on Twitter. He has a lot. He tells baseball stories every day. And some of them are fun. Some of them are, you know, not. He said he was driving and he was trying to think of the 18 guys in baseball history who have hit four home runs in a game.
I know one.
You know one.
Scooter Gennett.
Scooter Gennett. I think he's the last.
Might be. No.
No, it just happened.
J.D. Martinez did it.
No, Eugenio Suarez did it about a month ago.
He had four?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it came up.
I thought it was three.
No, Suarez hit four.
Okay.
I'll double check this, but here, okay, I'm looking at the Baseball Almanac. Six players in the American League have done it. The last American leaguer to hit four home runs in a game was Josh Hamilton in 2012.
Wow.
It's been a long time in the American League. National League, Eugenio Suarez. Yes.
Okay.
Just earlier this year. But so there's been 19. It was 18. It's 19 different guys. Well, Tim Kirkjian is, you know, kind of one of these savants, right?
Yeah.
More than me, even, on baseball. So he knew most of them, and he was, you know, when you're driving, sometimes you think of a subject.
It's all I do.
You can't look it up, really.
Yeah.
But you're just trying to come up with it. So he came up, according to Tim Kirkjian, he came up with 18 of them. And there was one guy he couldn't think of on
the
list.
That's crazy,
right?
Though.
So he didn't know who it was, right? That's the other thing. Like, you got 18, like, who's the one I don't have? So he was going to ask his phone. And his phone, isn't your phone, like, isn't that like...
Yeah, you can do AI stuff.
But that's like asking Siri, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Turns out the guy he forgot was Pat Siri.
Oh, wow.
There was a guy named Pat Siri who played for the White Sox in 1948 who hit four home runs in a game. So he almost ended up asking Siri, who would have told him It was Siri.
That is kind of wild.
So that was a funny story.
In rehab, one of the doctors, her first name was Siri, and I felt bad for her because everybody made those jokes.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Siri. And then she would turn around. They'd be like, no, I'm just talking to my phone.
The four home run game makes no sense in terms of, you know, guys who've done it. Willie Mays, Mike Schmidt are the only two on here that I can think of. Lou Gehrig, the only three that are Hall of Famers. The rest of them are guys who just had a four home run day.
That's what I love about baseball, though.
Yeah, stuff like that can certainly happen. Padres can hit a three-run homer, as they did on Saturday, and won the ball game.
I know. Chris got multiple texts about three-run
homers. You guys were
all
excited by that. Adam Klug sent me a text. Hey, we hit a three-run homer. I'm like, yes, great.
Nice response you gave
Adam. How about doing it more often?
Nice response you gave Adam.
I didn't give Adam a response at all.
I know.
Do you know why? Because I didn't actually watch that game for another 9 hours.
I figured that was going to be an issue because you were reffing at the time.
Yeah, I was doing a little basketball. By the way, I reffed your squad the other day. And they
LCC?
LCC girls team in the summer league, and they didn't have enough players.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what the problem was. It seemed like something that you would have put together.
No, I wouldn't have showed up with not enough
players. They had five players, and one player got hurt. So they were down to four.
I guess a lot of vacations or something?
I don't know. Every other team in the tournament seemed to have plenty of players, not your guys. Astros shortstop Jeremy Peña headed to the IL. Small rib fracture. I like how they put that in the headline.
Small
rib fracture. Yeah. The only person who has a small rib fracture is somebody when it's not you.
That's like absolutely true.
You know how much
talk to Jake Cronenworth about a small rib fracture.
You don't even need to have a fracture in your rib. Just have a bruised rib. And I can't think of too much more painful than that other than an exposed nerve in your tooth.
That was a random thing for you to pull.
I don't know where I came up with it, but I've been told that the absolute most painful, maybe there's a dentist out there that can help us on this.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But if you expose a nerve in your tooth, and I don't know how you would go about doing that, but if you chip the tooth, apparently, maybe this could happen. Ask if a dentist can help us.
No, I don't want to because I know it's probably true.
Yeah. Apparently, that's among the most painful things out there. But I think a bruised rib is pretty painful because if you laugh, you're like, oh, no. It's all over.
It's all over for
it's
me.
It's all over if you laugh.
If you chortle, you're in pain.
Don't chortle. All right. Dolphins and Steelers, big trade today. Pretty big for football in the sense that we've heard of all these guys. Jalen Ramsey goes to the Steelers. And the Dolphins were happy to do this. They wanted to get rid of Jalen Ramsey. They didn't want him anymore because they themselves were stupid to have paid him so much money. So they wanted to get rid of him. The Steelers said, we'll take him. And not only that, the Steelers sent back Minka Fitzpatrick, who was originally drafted by the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Dolphins let him go because Brian Flores didn't think he was very good.
Yep.
Turns out he was really good.
Really good.
So now he comes back to the Dolphins. Tight end Jonnu Smith also goes to the Steelers.
I don't like that for you guys.
Although you do or don't?
I don't.
I'm not in love with it. He was pretty good.
Yeah,
I don't like that part of it. I like the fact that they got rid of Jalen Ramsey because I thought he was pretty ineffective as a Dolphin. He didn't really make a big difference anywhere. I think Minka Fitzpatrick has a chance to help. But Jonnu Smith was really good last year.
He was.
Gave them another big weapon there. Now, they don't have any tight ends left that I know of Miami. Let's see. Julian Hill and Pharaoh Brown. Huh?
I just read that the Dolphins are trying to trade for a tight end now.
Yeah, well, they didn't have to if they would have kept the one they had. Like, that makes no sense. All right, well, the Dolphins are... Look, the Dolphins, the one thing about the Dolphins, though, is that they have no cornerbacks. None.
What happened to Xavier Worthy?
No, Xavier Howard, right?
Xavier Howard.
The great cornerback.
Xavier Worthy is a wide receiver for the Chiefs.
Yes. No, Xavier Howard, he left a long time ago. That
really?
Oh, yeah. Xavier Howard's been gone a while. The Dolphins have no cornerbacks, and getting rid of Ramsey doesn't help there.
So how are they going to play defense?
I'll tell you. The genius of Miami. They drafted last year the Chop guy, right?
Chop Robinson.
Chop Robinson.
Yeah, okay? Like how you went like this.
Chop.
Because like
every time he gets a sack, he chops. And he actually had a few sacks. He and then there are two guys that were back, Julian Phillips and the third guy. Pretty good defensive end. Rushes the pass.
Not Calais Campbell.
No, that was he's an old guy who filled in last year. He was hurt the last year, this guy I'm thinking of. Got him from Denver.
I know. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Anyway, with those three guys, Julian Phillips, who's been out, I think out now for a year and a half, and this other guy, I can't think of his name, number two. Where's number two? And then the chop. The Dolphins think they're going to have the best pass rush like in the history of the sport.
Is that right?
So I guess they're apparently not going to have to guard anybody.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't believe them. I'm just telling you that's what they think.
That's interesting.
They are so excited about their pass rush. You talk to anybody in Miami or read any story in Miami, it's like, oh, no one's going to be able to block us. Really. I bet.
Really?
Yeah. Why do I seem to think that they will be able to block you?
I got to figure out this name before we go to break.
I know.
Bradley Chubb.
There you go. Thank you. Bradley Chubb. One quick other note. Not that we should care, but I feel good for this guy because he played here in San Diego. And he was pretty popular. And he was a great player. Rodney Harrison goes into the Chargers Hall of Fame. Or he will. The organization announced today, if you are such a Rodney Harrison fan that you would like to see the enshrinement, halftime of a Thursday night game against the Vikings on October 23rd, you can go to SoFi and see Rodney be the 36th player inducted into the Chaja Hall of Fame.
Well, Aziel, never mind. I'm not going to go down that road. We have a dentist on the chat named Diego.
What do you got, Diego, on the exposed tooth nerve?
So painful.
Okay, so Diego's giving it to us. Yeah,
I believe it. I cracked my tooth when I was, and like everything, just breathing hurt.
Right. That's the story on that. By the way, Rodney Harrison was a great player. Unfortunately, most people don't remember him as a Charger.
Remember him as a Patriot.
Because he accomplished way more, won two Super Bowls there. But I think he was a better and more dominant player with the Chargers. He tore everything up, but then he went to the Patriots and he fit in a good system.
Tell me if I'm wrong,
but
he did not really care. I can't say he didn't care, but he did not really stand up for San Diego when the Chargers left, right?
I don't know what they could do. What's he supposed to do? Send him money? I mean,
I don't think
any of the players had a hell of a lot to say about it.
I really don't think it. Like, I understand. I was here when Rodney Harrison was a Charger, and Rodney Harrison was so much fun to watch because he would just take people's heads off all the time.
Yeah, as long as you didn't have to play against
him. Yeah, exactly. But, like, I don't feel like Charger when I don't know why.
I think he deserves it for the years he was a Charger. All right, break time, more Gwen and Chris. We got some college football news that we shared earlier. Texas State is coming into the Pac-12. Mark Ziegler will give us some information about that when Gwen and Chris continues.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. Overwhelmed by processed foods, U.S. Wellness Meats offers an all-natural alternative, 100% grass-fed... Oh, let me start that over. 100% grass-fed beef, pork, poultry, wild-caught seafood, and more shipped free from family farms. Get 20% off your first order at uswellnessmeats.com.
My buddy Lance chimes in with, hey... I had two.
Hey, bud.
All right. Hey, bud. I had two teeth pulled in boot camp, and had two dry sockets where the nerves were exposed. And yes, extremely painful. He said many sailors. He said get their wisdom teeth pulled in boot camp, so this is not too uncommon. I guess it's supposed to toughen us up. Said since you have a lot of Navy listeners, they can probably relate.
That's I remember my wisdom teeth thing being a horrible experience. I can't even imagine doing it during boot camp.
Yeah. I mean, I tell these stories so the rest of us can feel fortunate.
I guess so. That is brutal.
Padres and Phillies pregame about an hour away with Sam Levitt. Matt Waldron makes his first start of the year. Zach Wheeler, tough customer for the fightin' Phils. Xander Bogaerts, by the way, who left the game early yesterday in ninth inning, is back in the lineup tonight. And isn't that funny that that's like, oh, good. Like all season, that was like, oh, God, does he have to play?
Do we think Xander Bogaerts makes the play that Tyler Wade didn't make yesterday?
I don't know about that. That's a tough one. You know what? Look.
I'm not blaming it on Tyler Wade. I'm just saying.
No, he said he should have made the play. So I'm going to say,
of course, he's always going to say that.
But he should have made it. The ball's cued off the end of the bat. It's spinning like really weird.
Yeah.
But you're a big leaguer, and you should know it's spinning weird, and you should corral it. So yeah, he should have made it. And I'll take it another step further. Xander Bogaerts had a double or two doubles and a homer. Should have had one double and a homer. I am getting tired, and I don't think I'm the only one, but maybe I am. Bogaerts hit a hard ground ball to third base. The third baseman went over, reached over to backhand it, and he missed it. It hit his arm and rolled off into foul territory. Whatever happened to an error? That's an error. Arise hit a fly ball to left field. Gavin Lux ran over toward the line, dropped the ball. That's an error. It was a double. I'm preaching to the wrong choir here because we all seem to want hit. But, you know, it's not embarrassing. It's an error. Call it an error. But nobody's allowed to do that anymore.
I mean, what?
And they originally called Wade's an error.
And then they took it back.
They changed it. It's a hit now.
Is it? They have to determine whether or not the play would have required like extraordinary effort to make it.
Extraordinary effort is one thing, but you're going to tell me that Gavin Lux play took extraordinary effort? Did you see it?
No, I saw the play, but I think it should have been an error for sure.
And so should the ground ball that.
It depends on how fast it was coming off the bat.
It was hit hard, but the guy's right there. He didn't even have to move. He just had to reach his glove over. I think, again. I wonder if people agree with me or if they're just like, no, Chris, just let it go.
There can't be a home team
call for that too, because it's
well,
like,
it is a person who is employed by Major League Baseball, yeah. But they don't travel.
They do the Reds right? home games.
Yes, all the San Diego scorekeepers are from San Diego, and I've talked to them, and I've some of them here who I know. I'm not going to out their names, but they say that Major League Baseball question, call it a hit. So that's really on baseball. It's not the scores. And I think baseball ought to...
That is kind of strange that they don't have like a uniform standard.
Well, it's hard to have a standard. Every play is different.
No, that's true.
But what baseball tells these scores, if you're thinking about it, just call it a hit. I don't agree. There's three errors in that game yesterday, none of which were called errors
boost
in my mind.
Boost those hit numbers.
Yeah, it also boosts ERAs, too. Because those are
no one cares
runs.
About the pitchers.
Evidently not. Evidently not. All right. Do we have traffic at all?
No.
No, we don't do that in the afternoon?
We don't do it here, no.
Then let's get our visit with Mark Ziegler so he can talk to us about the newest member of the Pac-12. All right, so what's your take, Texas State? It doesn't like move the needle for me, but I'm happy that they finally got another team because they needed to do this.
Yeah, this is more about necessity and desperation, I think, than it was about, you know, look, in a perfect world, they would be adding, you know, Stanford or Cal or SMU or, you know, a school like that. That's just not reality. And they had to get into the team. And I think, you know, there's not a lot. It's kind of slim pickings of what's out there and available once the AAC schools like Memphis and Tulane said no. They really didn't have very many options. This is the best option. I mean, I think Texas State, another 5 or 10 years, will be a pretty good sort of mid-major athletic department. They have a president who really is aligned with athletics, wants to spend on athletics. They have decent facilities. They're in a booming area. I mean, that corridor between Austin and San Antonio used to just be sort of rolling hill country, and there's a lot of people who live there now. There was talk of putting an NFL team in that area. So there's a lot of potential there. It's not there right now, and it's going to take a few years. But, you know, for what it was, it's a pretty good move. It's just weird to me that, you know, this is a conference, the Pacific. It was the, you know, Pac-8, then the Pac-10, then the Pac-12. But the word Pacific is in the title. And you're 1,000 miles away from the Pacific Ocean with this. So it's just, that's the weirdest part to me.
Well, they're closer than Stanford or Cal are to the Atlantic as they're in the ACC. Mark, okay, you hit on the word there that I think is on my mind, and that is potential, the growth, Pac-12. Like, to me right now, if you ask me honestly, I don't think the Pac-12 is a whole lot better than the Mountain West where they were. But am I correct in assuming that because of the Pac-12 name, they may be able to turn this into something, the Pac-12, that is, turn it into something that the Mountain West could never be? Or is that wishful thinking on my part?
I mean, it's going to be a little bit better. The basketball conference is going to be a lot better. I mean, Texas State isn't a good addition for basketball, and actually will pull it down a little bit. But unless it gets considerably better, I mean, it's close to a 200 Ken Pom basketball program, but it's going to be a little bit better. You're not going to sort of have the quote-unquote bottom feeders of the Mountain West dragging it down, and it's a smaller than the Mountain West. So I think all in all, it's a slight upgrade. But the thing for me, and like I said, you know, Texas State in 5 or 10 years could be a pretty good addition. But the thing to me is, like, I don't think any of this is going to matter in 5 years, because I think the whole thing is going to blow up in 5 years. That's when the media rights deals for the power conferences are going to start coming due. And I think you'll start, if you're ever going to see a super conference, that's when it's going to happen. All the stuff going on with the House settlement and all the lawsuits that are going to be, you know, around that collective bargaining, maybe, you know, football and basketball programs breaking away from universities and becoming for-profit enterprises that don't have to answer to Title IX. I think all that could happen 5 years from now. So, you know, this conference might not matter. I mean, I think all these schools in the Mountain West and now in the Pac-12 may end up being in the exact same place, you know, in 5 years they would have been had they stuck together. So I think you have to kind of keep an eye on that and not look at this as being like a 30-year conference. I think it's going to be a very brief conference and they'll probably get blown up again in 5 years.
Talking to Mark Ziegler here, San Diego Union Tribune on 97.3 The Fan, Gwen and Chris. And Mark, like, has all of this conference stuff ruined college sports for you a little bit? Because for me, like, I can't stand it. I don't really understand most of it. It just seems like everything has just become so complicated that they've taken away from the actual product, which is the sport.
Yeah, I think every year you sort of chip away at that. And that's the thing that I don't think the powers that be in college athletics are really looking at. I mean, they look at, you know, at TV ratings, you know, from last week or last year and think, okay, we're still doing okay. But I think that the rot in the industry is sort of like termites in your house. You can't really see them, but it's there. And I really think that it's happening. I mean, you know, the reason people root for college athletics is because it's an identity. It's the name on the front of the jersey. It's not the name on the back of the jersey. I know the athletes don't like to hear that, but you could put out, you know, 12 frat guys on a basketball team against 12 frat guys from another school. And as long as it was our school against your school, there'd be something there. And that's getting lost. And when you have new rosters every year, guys are getting paid. They're not really students anymore. They're professional. The rivalries are gone. I just think that chips away. You know, one of the things that I was talking with our sports editor, Ryan Finley, about last night about this new conference, this is a conference without rivalries. I mean, you know, college sports are built on rivalries. San Diego State's never really had a true rivalry. So in that sense, it's a perfect fit for this conference. But, you know, Washington State's in it. They lost their rival Washington. Oregon State's in it. They're no longer with their rival Oregon. You know, you go down the list of who's really Fresno State's rival. They try to make it San Diego State's, not really. Who's Boise State's rival? Who's Utah State's rival? Who's, you know, Colorado State had a real rivalry with Wyoming. They're no longer in the same conference. And I think all that just starts to add up, to answer your question. And eventually it's going to hit critical mass. It's not there yet, but I just think every year that we go with, you know, turning over an entire roster, changing conference affiliations, I think all that just sort of chips away at fan loyalty. And pretty soon it becomes the G League. And we all know nobody watches the G League, even though that's the second best, you know, basketball league in the country.
Pretty well said, Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, because I think everything you just said is what we're thinking. You know, even when we tune in on Saturday, it's not quite the same. I mean, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, maybe that's holding up, you know, because they're like, they were always professional type players playing each other.
Alabama, Auburn.
But a lot of these rivalries and just games just are not the same. There's not the same feel. Mark Ziegler's with us from the Union Tribune. You've written several articles, Mark, about our soccer, the SDFC. And I mean, now they're in first place, and this is incredible. And I think people are going to start, you know, really getting a little more excited as we get closer down the stretch. There's still a long way to go in the season. I wanted to ask you because you're always good at kind of judging this stuff. From the MLS perspective, is what San Diego FC is doing in its first season, is the league really excited by this? Do they feel this is a good thing for the MLS?
Well, yes and no. That's a really good question, because yes, in the sense that, you know, it's a good market. It's the market they've wanted to be in since really the inception of the league 30 years ago. They've always tried, and one thing, for one reason or another, they weren't able to pull it off. And now they pulled it off. They've had good crowds. They have a good stadium to play in, and they have a good team. So from that standpoint, I think the league is really excited that, you know, that San Diego is a major player. On the other hand, I don't know what it says about your league when a new team can step in and be in first place. I mean, it happened a couple of years ago with St. Louis. They won their division.
Right.
You know, LAFC finished third in their division. And it kind of speaks to the level of MLS. I don't want to bash on MLS's level too much. I mean, people should know. I don't think they really do, but should know that it's not a top league in the world. We just saw that in the World FIFA Club World Cup. Those teams just got smashed. As yesterday, 4-0 at halftime with, you know, Messi against PSG that really wasn't even trying. But it allows teams to get good quickly, because if you're in the NBA and you're an expansion team, the best players are already in your league. So now you've got to go to get good. You've got to go try to get players off those other teams, other 29 teams in your league. In MLS, you don't have to go get other MLS players. There's plenty of good players around the world on other teams that you can go get. It's a much bigger market, and the market for players, good players, it's much easier to get really good players and be competitive right away. You have a guy, Milan Olaski, who scored 9 goals, you know, in the space of, you know, under 300 minutes for the club and 4 in 1 game. And it's incredible, but, you know, he was just in Denmark in the Danish league and couldn't get on the field. And I, you know, it speaks a bit to his development as a player, but it also speaks to the quality of the Danish league. It's pretty good. And so, you know, that's the kind of thing where I think some people look around the league going, wait a minute, how could this brand new team be this good? Yeah, you know, the GM's done an incredible job. The coach has done an incredible job. The fans have done a great job motivating them. But at a certain level, I think the league's kind of like, it happens like this all the time. It's a very, very volatile league in terms of performances because of the salary cap. And that's just kind of the best part about the league, but also the worst part about the league, that the team can yeah. you know, last year's champion, the LA Galaxy, is the worst team in the league this year, has the worst record, and just recently won their first game. And so that happens a lot in this league, and I think that's one of the weird things about MLS.
Yeah, because I remember when we beat the Galaxy, I thought, wow, this is incredible. We just knocked off the defending champs. Come to find out the Galaxy like can't win a game. So it's weird. Mark Ziegler's with us. I want to call everybody's attention to your article last week about Nathan Mensa. And we only have a few minutes, and you don't need to tell the whole story. But it was gripping to me, Mark. I read the entire thing before I even, you know, got up from the table at breakfast. And just touch on it so people know about it. Here's a former Aztec player who's sitting in his condo in Tel Aviv where he's playing basketball, and now bombs are falling out of the sky, which is not something he was, you know, used to, and not many of us out here in this country are used to. An amazing story. I want people to read it. How did you come across all that? It was great.
So I was just doing some stuff from the Swiss League, the guy who runs the Swiss League also happens to be Nathan's guardian, the guy who brought him over here from Ghana.
Okay.
And he said, yeah, Nathan's going to play. I go, oh, he's back. And he goes, oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe. And started telling me some of the stories. So I went out there and talked to Nathan, and he was great as usual. I mean, he's one of my favorite players, just really respectful. But, I mean, you have to put yourself in his shoes. I mean, this is a guy who, was – you know, is pretty innocent for a 27-year-old guy. You know, he came from Ghana, came to the States without his family, played college basketball at San Diego State, you know, got to a national championship game, and now is trying to figure out his way through the pro world. And he went to Israel, and he was really excited at first because he's a devout Christian, and he wanted to see the roots of Christianity, which is all right there in Jerusalem. And so he really took full advantage of that, went on lots of tours and saw the historic sites, but he's just sitting in his like you said, in his apartment on the 21st floor playing a video game with the shades drawn, and notices some flashes of light outside and pulls the shades up and sees a full-blown war outside. And he gave me the video, which I put in the embedded in the online story for those people who read in the paper. They should go look at that video. It is harrowing, and you see bombs exploding, being exploded in the air from the Iron Dome, but you also see a couple getting through and landing and blowing stuff up. And, you know, and you put yourself in, you know, this is a guy on the other side of the world from his support group, not knowing what to do. I mean, who knows what to do in that situation? And then running down 21 flights of stairs to the bomb shelter and then not being able to get out because the airport's closed. It quite an adventure, and I'm glad he got back safely. And, you know, what tells you, you know, how it changes your perspective is this is a 6'10 guy who took a 12.5-hour flight, jammed into an economy seat, and said, yeah, it was painful. But at that point, I didn't care. Yeah. I just wanted to get out. And it changes your perspective on a lot of things, the material goods, a lot of the stuff he left behind. But it's a happy ending because he got home safe with a new perspective on life, too.
That's a great story, and I'm looking at the video right now. So, yeah, if you're one of the – you're probably not like me out there who read it in the actual newspaper. So when you read it online, you do get to see the video along with it, and it's pretty crazy because this is not something any of us are used to. Okay.
Yeah, I had to cut it a little short.
Because we're at the top of the hour.
Yes, but that – I was thinking about Nathan Mensa on a flight – at 6'10" in an economy seat.
And that happy sounds, to be there.
Yeah, that just shows you how scary that was.
I look at the video.
It's crazy.
I showed Scraby the video. The video is 12 seconds long. I've never seen that in my life. And I hope I never do.
Yeah, it's wild.
Very scary. Good story, Mark Ziegler. Go look at it online, San Diego Union Tribune, Mark, and you'll find it. All right, we got a little more to go before Sam Levitt's pregame show. Kind of a final update or two on the Padres and the Phillies. Tony Gwynn will rejoin as well. Stick around.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.